Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. As we grow up, we quickly learn that we have to figure out this concept of self-control. And by self-control, you know, you decide what actions you're going to take and not take. And those things that are you know, less than desirable actions, we learn pretty quickly that we just don't do those things, or we stop ourselves from doing those things. And so what I'm suggesting is you have the ability to direct your actions. Now, there are going to be times that the catastrophic events are going to happen, and you don't know what your actions are going to be or how you're going to react to them. But for the most part, in day-to-day life, you have the ability to really direct the actions that you take. And when we look at our thoughts, so often we let our thoughts just take on a life of their own. And for most of us, we fail to be able to exercise that direction over our thoughts. And what I'm here to suggest is that you absolutely positively can control, or not control, but certainly direct the thoughts that enter your mind. And I'm not saying you can stop anything from coming in, but once they come in, the question is, what do you do with them? And so the first thing you want to think about is, are you going to allow yourself to dwell on something that's negative? Because most of what we worry about in life never comes to fruition anyway. I mean, some studies suggest that north of 90% of that which we worry about never comes to fruition. So why is it that we allow ourselves to take on these thoughts and to give them life? And so the first thing is to realize that you don't have to do that. And you can stop dwelling on that negativity. It's just a choice that you make. And so you start by releasing what's beyond your influence or what's beyond your control. So there's certain things that are going to enter your head and you're going to start to dwell on them and you're going to say, oh, what if this happens or what if that happens? And the question you have to ask yourself is, do you have any control over those things? And if you have none, then let them go, because there's no point in worrying about that which you can't control. And if they do have control over it, what is it that you can actually do? What are the steps that you can take? And can you think that through? Another thing you can do is that these recurring thoughts that come in your head often come in your head because you're afraid you're going to forget something. So as they come in your head, if you think it's something you have to deal with at a later date, or if it comes to you in the middle of the night and you're worried about it, write it down so that then you can be relieved, you can get it off your mind, and you can stop dwelling on it and stop having that recurring thought. The next thing you want to do is turn your focus towards what's pleasing you to think about. So in other words, think about what you like and what's happy and what will give you, you know, a better outlook, as opposed to dwelling on things that are negative. So if you start to feel things going down, just stop yourself and just redirect your mind and direct your thoughts towards where you want to go. That's really what we're trying to do. Once you're able to start to direct your thoughts towards where you want to go, after you're doing that, then you're able to start to work on thought selection, right? Letting it in the first place. So you start to think about more positive things around you. You take in more positive things. So in other words, we've talked many, many times about the idea of media allowing you to really affect your mood, and negative people allowing it to affect your mood. So as you're able to really direct yourself so that your exposure is more positive, so that you're not taking in that negativity, you're spending your time with more positive people, you're surrounding yourself with more positive news stories and media, that's going to help you as well. But the real key and the driver and what causes stress in so many people is this just dwelling on the negative. So don't let things build in your mind. Stop yourself. Have a trigger, but you need to establish some discipline over what's going on in your mind. Okay? We're able to establish discipline around our actions. Now it's time to establish discipline around your thoughts. Remember, you have the ability to direct those thoughts. You just have to exercise it. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And so as you become really good at it, now you can start to move yourself off in another direction. Now when that bad thought comes in your mind, you're able to redirect yourself so that you don't dwell on it. It doesn't become a big issue. Your stress level doesn't go up, or at the very least, temporarily get it out of your mind if it's something you have to deal with so that you're not facing it right away. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. And use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to realize that you have the ability to direct the thoughts that are coming in. You can choose to focus on them if they're positive, or you can choose not to focus on them and redirect if they're not serving you. But in the end, it's a discipline, and it's a discipline that you can get yourself much better at over time. And if you're able to do it, you'll experience less stress in your life, and you'll end up being a much happier person overall.